Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. And today we are going to take a look at our Discovery article.
Mm-hmm.
And we will look at an interesting show called Through the Wormhole. I wonder what that could be.
Surely it's a nature show about little worms going through holes in the earth, right?
You might think that at first, but it's much bigger than that.
What?
A wormhole is something that may or may not exist in outer space.
Oh, it's a space show, is it? That's cool. Are there aliens?
We will find out soon. Well, if you've ever seen any science fiction movie or TV show, they often talk about wormholes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get into our article today, we'll learn a little bit more about the science of wormholes, whether they are real or not.
Cool. Let's get started.
Reading.
Through the Wormhole. A wormhole is a theoretical tear in the fabric of space. If one exists, it could be a passageway to another galaxy, another universe, or something beyond our imaginations. Needless to say, any human that ventured into a wormhole would get the thrill of a lifetime. It would be extremely risky, though. A safer way to get a new perspective on life would be to watch Through the Wormhole on Discovery. Actor and narrator Morgan Freeman is your tour guide through the cosmos. He introduces the deepest of questions, as well as the experts whose research may reveal the answers. Some episodes, such as What Are We Really Made Of?, ponder the very small. Others, Is There an Edge to the Universe?, for instance, expand our understanding of the infinite. The show even takes a stab at philosophical questions about the meaning of life. No matter which topic prompts you to enter the wormhole, your curiosity will be rewarded. Let Through the Wormhole take your mind on a fascinating journey.
Okay, so the article begins, a wormhole is a theoretical tear in the fabric of space.
Okay, that's a very difficult sentence. I speak English and I don't really understand that. Let's explain it a little.
Okay, well, it helps if we have something to look at.
Okay.
And here is just a red piece of fabric. So we're going to imagine that actually this is space.
Right.
Okay, so this is the fabric of space.
I see.
Now, a tear in the fabric of space would be like a hole, if I were strong enough to rip a hole in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So the wormhole is like a tear in the fabric.
Mm-hmm. Quick note, tear is spelled T-E-A-R, but it's pronounced tear. It's not the same as T-E-A-R, tear, which is what you cry. So be careful with that. Tear is like a rip or a hole. Tear is what you cry. Same spelling, different pronunciation.
Very good. Now, finishing up, this wormhole, which is a tear in the fabric of space, is theoretical. It's based on theory.
Okay, so they haven't proved it. They haven't seen one.
No, we have not found a wormhole yet, but scientists are busy trying to understand them if they really do exist.
I see. That's cool. All right, the article goes on and says, if one exists, it could be a passageway to another galaxy, another universe, or something beyond our imaginations. Wow.
So we're going to look back at the red cloth again. Mm-hmm. So if this is space, if this is our universe, and there's a wormhole on one side, mm-hmm. perhaps space can go like this, and you can jump to another place far away. It seems wild and crazy, but a lot of scientists believe that this is possible.
Is this like a magic door like Doraemon has?
It could be something just like that. It's a portal, a door, take you far away. Mm. So it could take you to another galaxy. Mm-hmm. Now, we live in the Milky Way galaxy, which is a huge collection of stars and planets. And our galaxy, the Milky Way, actually has 300 billion, that's with a B.
Billion?
300 billion stars.
Wow, okay. That's a lot of stars.
So a wormhole could go to another galaxy, another universe, maybe mm-hmm. under the hole there's just another universe.
Wow.
Or something we can't even imagine.
Okay, so we can't even think of it.
Sure.
The article goes on and says, needless to say, any human that ventured into a wormhole would get the thrill of a lifetime. Okay, here we've got the word venture, spelled V-E-N-T-U-R-E, venture, and it's a verb, and it means to attempt a journey or something that involves risk. For example, starting a business is a venture because you don't know if it will be successful. Traveling far away to an unexplored land, that's a venture. Or you venture to a far land if you use it as a verb. Here's a sentence. Please don't venture into that cave. I think there are bears and giant spiders inside.
Okay, so venture is very similar to adventure,
yes.
A word you should already know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. Riding through a wormhole would be a great thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a thrill, spelled T-H-R-I-L-L, is a sudden wave of excitement or a situation that causes that kind of feeling, the sudden excitement. For example, when I was a little kid, visiting Disney World was a great thrill.
Yeah, going on the roller coasters would have been a thrill as well.
Sure, going on a roller coaster is a thrill. And for me, seeing a giant Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck was really a great thrill for me when I was so young.
Cool. All right, we've taken those first few sentences quite slowly because there are a lot of ideas in them. But now that we know what they mean, we can move forward through the wormhole.
There is a problem with going through a wormhole, though. The article says it would be extremely risky, though. Okay, so risky, spelled R-I-S-K-Y, means that it involves the chance of danger or losing something important. Mm. It could be money or your life.
Oh, no.
Okay. For example, the hikers wanted to reach the top of the mountain, but the strong winds and heavy snow made it too risky.
Ah.
So they went back down to their camp.
Mm-hmm. The article continues and says, a safer way to get a new perspective on life would be to watch through the wormhole on Discovery.
That's much safer
watching
than
the show,
actually
really
flying out into space and trying to find a wormhole and then going through it.
Okay, so your perspective, a word from that sentence, your perspective is how you look at something. It's your point of view. So you can say, from my perspective, I believe something, something, something. But you could get a new perspective by watching the show or doing something different. For example, visiting foreign countries and trying their food can give you a new perspective. You go, I see things differently now.
Yeah, I have an example for you on that. A lot of my high school friends had never eaten tofu until maybe college. And when I came to East Asia, I visited Japan and Korea, and of course Taiwan. There are lots of different ways to eat soy. Soybean is the vegetable that goes into tofu and soy milk and things like that. It's actually a bean. It's not quite a vegetable. But it can be prepared in so many different ways, and it really changed my perspective on food.
Okay, so the article goes on and says, actor and narrator Morgan Freeman is your tour guide through the cosmos.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. So he's a famous actor.
He sure is.
And I have heard his voice narrating many, many TV shows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you narrate something, you kind of either tell the story or explain what's going on. You're sort of talking to the viewer and telling them what's happening in the pictures or in the story.
So he is your tour guide through the cosmos.
Mm.
And what are the cosmos? What is the cosmos? Well, it's really a term that means everything.
Mm.
You might think it's the universe, big things like planets and stars and galaxies. However, it also includes the very small things. So the cosmos really just means everything that exists in nature.
Hmm. So he, that is Morgan Freeman, introduces the deepest of questions, as well as the experts whose research may reveal the answers. Okay, we've got a couple of uses of as well as here. Firstly, you could use it to mean kind of the same as equal to. For example, Jeffrey doesn't play soccer as well as Pat.
It's true. I do not play soccer as well as you.
Mm, and I'm really bad, which must make you terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, there's also another meaning of as well as, which is to say also or and. Okay, for example, I'm going to eat pizza and I will eat salad as well as the pizza. So, two things.
Right, so and. In this article it's used in the same style as also or and, because the narrator introduces the questions as well as the experts who can help provide some answers.
Yeah, both things. And these questions are deep questions, deep, D-E-E-P, deep. It doesn't mean like deep down here. It means they're questions that really make you think.
Hmm, okay. A lot of times when you're thinking about a deep question, you have to scratch your chin. Mm,
and lift your eyebrow like that.
Yeah, take some time to really think about it. Okay, so some episodes, such as What Are We Really Made Of?
Mm.
Ponder the very small. Mm. The very, very small. What are our bodies really made of? What are the smallest...
Water, mostly.
Yeah, but what is water made of?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
But what are those made of?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay, so these are the things we're pondering. And pondering means thinking. Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R. And it just means to think. Often think deeply, like, I'm pondering what I should have for lunch.
Mm. Mm, very good example. So when you're looking inside a body, the human body, and there's water inside. You said hydrogen and
oxygen.
Oxygen, and those are atoms?
They are elements.
Okay,
they have atoms.
Okay, they have atoms. And you can even smash atoms and find smaller things inside. And scientists keep trying to smash those smaller things to find out what we are really made of.
Sure.
Hmm. So that's thinking about the very, very small part of the cosmos.
Yeah, others, okay, so another title, is there an edge to the universe?
Mm. Hmm.
For instance, expand our understanding of the infinite, okay? The infinite is kind of what another name we give to the universe. It means there is no end. It goes on forever, so we call it the infinite. But does it have an edge?
That is too difficult to answer. Well, I know this universe has an edge.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
But how about the actual universe? Mm. Does it keep going forever? Is it infinite or does it stop? Does it have walls on the outside? But that doesn't really make sense to me.
No, I just don't know the answer.
Really hard to understand.
Some people say it expands, which means it's growing or increasing in size as it goes. Okay, the show even takes a stab at philosophical questions about the meaning of life. Okay, philosophical is from the word philosophy, and it's the adjective form. And philosophy is the study of knowledge and truth and things like that. So a philosophical question is a question about the true nature of things. For example, Jerome always thinks carefully about simple decisions because he looks at everything with a philosophical mind.
Okay, so to And we also have our shortcut for you phrase, which is to take a stab at something. And we're going to find out what that means right now.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
I'm thinking.
Yes?
I'm thinking, what if we made our own movie just for fun?
Seriously?
I think we should take a stab at making a movie.
Are you going to stab someone in the movie?
To take a stab at something means to try to do something.
That makes sense. Take a stab at something is 试图做.
Exactly. We should take a stab at making a movie. I think we can do it.
I've never taken a stab at acting before, though.
That's fine. I can't direct at all, but I'll still take a stab at it.
Are you sure about this?
Sure. We'll just keep taking stabs until we get it right.
Oh, boy.
Hi guys, welcome back. So that's taking a stab at something, and we're going to take a stab at our next sentence, which is, no matter which topic prompts you to enter the wormhole, your curiosity will be rewarded. To prompt is to kind of to make you, to encourage you to do something.
That's right. So, and a reward, or the verb reward is to give a prize. You also give a reward, which is the noun form. And so this is an award or something positive that is given to someone for doing something good.
Ah.
For example, Tom rewarded the person who found his lost dog with $5,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay,
so we finish up with, let through the wormhole take your mind on a fascinating journey. A really interesting journey. Well, that journey continues in day two, but for now, let's look at our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Today's For You chat question is, would you travel to another planet if you could? Why or why not?
Okay.
So we know about several planets in our solar system. I'm thinking of Mars first. Humans are trying to travel there in the next few years. And I have to say, it's very exciting, and I would go if I could.
Okay. I've been pondering that as well, and I would say, yes, I would also go. I want to see something new, and I really want to find a planet where everything is made of chocolate so that I can eat it.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, these two brave hosts are ready to venture to another planet, but how about you out there? Are you ready to go to another planet for the rest of your life and explore what's out there in space?
Who knows? You'll have to answer that for yourself. Join us again on day two when we'll take you through the wormhole and see what else we can find. Bye for now.
Through the wormhole. A wormhole is a theoretical tear in the fabric of space. If one exists, it could be a passageway to another galaxy, another universe, or something beyond our imaginations. Needless to say, any human that ventured into a wormhole would get the thrill of a lifetime. It would be extremely risky, though. A safer way to get a new perspective on life would be to watch Through the Wormhole on Discovery. Actor and narrator Morgan Freeman is your tour guide through the cosmos. He introduces the deepest of questions, as well as the experts whose research may reveal the answers. Some episodes, such as What Are We Really Made Of?, ponder the very small. Others, Is There an Edge to the Universe?, for instance, expand our understanding of the infinite. The show even takes a stab at philosophical questions about the meaning of life. No matter which topic prompts you to enter the wormhole, your curiosity will be rewarded. Let Through the Wormhole take your mind on a fascinating journey.
Vocabulary Review.
Venture. The children ventured into the scary house, hoping to see a real ghost. Thrill. The helicopter ride lasted only 20 minutes, but it was a huge thrill for me. Risky. Trying to climb a tall mountain with no safety equipment is just too risky. Expand. The manager hopes to expand his company by opening up 2 more offices. Philosophical. What is the meaning of life? Is one of the great philosophical questions. Reward. Anyone who finds the missing cat will be rewarded $500.